Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I fully expect the Yankees to bounce back tonight. Like, would anybody be shocked if the Yankees go out there and hit 5 home runs tonight and score 13 runs and pound the Angels? No, but therein lies the problem, the inconsistencies of this team. That's the frustrating thing. This is not a bad team. They're not awful. They're not going to be a team that's going to miss the postseason. Fight for the division, maybe. We'll see what happens come playoff time. Will they get back to the World Series? Who knows? So, yeah, like, the Yankees bad is better than most. I understand that. They're graded on a curve as far as I'm concerned. They're held to a higher standard. They are the Yankees, and the standard's trying to win a World Series. It's not just because they're the Yankees. It's because they haven't won a World Series in 2009, and what's the point of making all these postseasons if you can't break through and win a World Series? Finally got to one last year, and that was fun, but it's a lot more fun if you win it. So that's the curve that they're graded on. And the main thing to me, aside from, like, the obvious with Judge, I'm not going to pick on Judge. He's got to go out there and get it done in the postseason. At some point, Aaron Judge is going to have to produce in the postseason. But we'll worry about that come October. The other guys, the lack of development from the younger guys in the Yankees organization has been alarming to me, and this has been going on for years. And Volpe, you know, at this point, I said it earlier, I'll say it again, he's already a bust. Now, doesn't mean he's a bust like he can't make it in the big leagues. It means he's a bust relative to the expectations that he was supposed to be a star shortstop. Remember, too, the Yankees didn't trade Anthony Volpe. They held on to Volpe. I was going to talk about the Knicks, but I'm just going on another Yankee rant here. They held on to Volpe because they didn't want to trade him for Castillo, Luis Castillo back at the time, who maybe if they had Castillo at the trade deadline, maybe they would have won a World Series. Like, you don't know how things would have played out if the Yankees decided to part with him. So you better make sure that if you do keep him, it's for a damn good reason. And so far, Volpe has not been enough of that reason 3 years in. And I'm fearful that Dominguez is headed the same way, going down the same path. Because that's what's happening. Volpe probably should have spent more time in the minor leagues. He didn't. They never sent him back down. He's been here ever since, trying to figure it out. And this is what he's become as a big leaguer now. So now it's like, okay, this is what he is. Well, I can't let go of what he was supposed to be. And without him being more than what he is, I think the Yankees are going to have problems. Same thing with Dominguez. Okay, let me get into the Knicks before we get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. So the Knicks reportedly, this was according, I guess, to Mark Spears. I'm not sure who it is, but it was somebody on ESPN. Yeah, Marcus Spears. I have it written down here on my notes on my phone. That KD wanted to come to the Knicks, but the Knicks didn't want him. Which, even though I would want KD at this point, well, I wanted him before he went to the Nets. You know, I don't love him personally. I don't like the fact that he's sensitive. But I would want him, the player, because I'm just trying to get the Knicks to a level of a championship. Like, I want them to get over the hump. And if I think KD could be that piece, I don't care what he does on Twitter or who he turned down before, I want KD. But I respect the fact that the Knicks didn't want him for whatever reasons they have. Maybe they don't think he's a fit. Maybe they don't like the nonsense. I mean, KD's been a problem everywhere that he's been since he left Golden State. Right? It's been an issue. I want to get traded. I'm not happy. Blah, 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 blah. So at some point, it's not the organizations that are the issue. Can't blame the Suns here. Can't blame the Nets originally. KD's the issue. So maybe the Knicks want no part of that issue. Whatever the reason is, I respect that it was decisive and definitive. We don't want him. Whatever their reasons for identifying that they don't want him, doesn't matter. It's that they chose, Leon Rose and the Knicks, chose that they don't want Kevin Durant, at least according to ESPN. And I think that's a good thing. Because you have to trust Leon Rose to figure it out. For now, we have no choice. And plus, Leon Rose has earned the benefit of the doubt. The other part of it, a lot was made of the head coaching search. Now, I still hate the idea that they moved on from Tom Thibodeau. I hate it. But the more I think about it and the more I learn about Taylor Jenkins, the more I believe he is probably the best fit out there. Now, again, I say probably because I don't know. There's an unknown. He's never been in New York, which is why I love the idea of Jason Kidd or Jeff Van Gundy. But I feel like the stuff about Jenkins that he had to deal with in Memphis and dealing with John Morant and that nonsense, I feel like his offensive innovation and his balanced teams, that's appealing to me as a head coaching candidate. And by many accounts, he seems, you know, to be a very good coach, not just by his record, but resume, working his way up under Popovich, comes from that coaching tree. So there's appeal there. And when you stack him up against others outside of Jeff Van Gundy, and I admit a big part of me loving Van Gundy is nostalgia. And outside of the experience in New York, like also a part of me, the experience with being a Knicks head coach and being in New York, that's what I love about Van Gundy and the idea of Jason Kidd. At least he played with the Knicks, coached with the Nets, obviously played with the Nets all that time. I don't think Kidd would be intimidated by New York, although if things go wrong, maybe some of the uglier stuff starts to get brought up. Who knows how that would work out? But the more I think about it, Jenkins would be the right guy and a guy that you kind of just say, okay, well, no harm, no foul, and hope that he can improve on what Tom Thibodeau built and maximize what this current roster has or whatever they do when they tweak it with the offensive talent. That's the one thing. Even though I love Tom Thibodeau, I do not think the Knicks maximized the offensive potential of this roster. Could the roster look significantly different? I guess. Could it look a little different? Probably more likely than significantly different. But still, I would bet that it's going to have Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson on it. And if you have those two guys on your roster, you need to maximize their offensive potential together. And the Knicks were not able to do that. Throw in Bridges if you want as well. They were not able to do that with Tom Thibodeau. Was it his fault? Is it Kat's fault? Is it Brunson's fault? Time will tell. Because we will have a new head coach with the New York Knicks. So we're going to see how much of it was Tibbs, how much of it's the new guy, or how much of it's the players definitively. But the more I read about it, the more I think about it, Jenkins has got to be the guy for the Knicks. All right, let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT will be back tomorrow. Ryan is calling from Edgewater. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Sal. I think you're spot on with this Yankee stuff. You know, clearly Volpe is not as good as ever all these people calling in says he is, but my biggest problem with the Yankees right now is the way the team is managed. So I have no problem giving Bellinger, Judge, Stanton, and Goldschmidt the complete green light. Do whatever you want. I trust those guys in an at-bat. Everyone else in the lineup, I don't trust with an at-bat. So why isn't there more managing done to these at-bats? You see Jazz Chisholm swinging first pitch over his head in the dirt. Volpe swinging at bad pitches constantly. This is something you've seen from last year until now. Where is the managing in big spots of, okay, take until you have a strike, take until you have two strikes? The goal of these guys should be to get on base.
Well,
the goal is to not let these guys free swing and make bad decisions where, you know, there needs to be more implementation of small ball, bunting, no stride, move a guy over, stuff like that that you don't see because you're right. These guys are not good enough where they're trusted. Boone needs more Tibbs in him. Tibbs trusted five guys all year. It's the same thing with the Yankees. He shouldn't be acting like Anthony Volpe's got the keys to steal third in an extra inning game. Green light, Volpe. You could take whatever base you want.
But don't you think, Ryan, I think that that's part of learning at the big league level, even for a young player like Volpe in year three, which should not be happening, but for a guy who maybe didn't take these type of lumps enough in the minor leagues. And now Boone's got to deal with it at the major league level. Look, I do think the Yankees lack discipline. Now, you want to put that on the manager? That's fine. I'm talking about even at the plate. I know that the organization preaches on base and, you know, swing selection and all those different things. Obviously, they're trying to get on base and they're trying to hammer good pitches in the zone. When the Yankees are going well, they do that with the best of the bunch. They are, in fact, savages in the box. So it's not a Boone thing, but the Yankees, almost to a man, in pressurized situations, at times lack discipline and expand their zone, which is something you cannot do, specifically with the younger hitters.
Yeah, but let me challenge you on that.
Yeah.
So when do you see Aaron Boone manage well in these pressure situations? Like, wouldn't you rather have a guy like Alex Cora trusting him? Like, the Yankees
give me an example.
They never do any fundamental things.
Well, think
Last
about
night,
it.
Why is Anthony Volpe swinging at the first pitch?
Well, Boone didn't
why
have
a... Anthony Volpe getting a take side?
Hold on. Two things. Boone didn't have a problem with that. See, I'll go to last night, and I do think you could... Last night was a fun game to digest and nitpick. Obviously, it was not a fun game to watch with the result the way that it was, but there were a lot of little moments. Volpe, to me, bunting... I forget which exact inning was it, but it was before the ninth inning. Volpe bunting to set up the 8-9 hitters makes no freaking sense. Then they had LeMahieu bunting, which did make sense, so that's not Boone's fault. He couldn't get the bunt down. Like, how are you going to blame Boone on that?
Right, but I'm...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just saying, I'm taking pieces from games over time where it's not like Aaron Boone is helping our team win games. You have four guys that have the green light. He's too much of a player's coach. He too much backs every player. Savage is in the box, this and that. Jazz Chisholm needs to be put into a, hey, Jazz, here's a 3-1 count. He doesn't do that naturally.
But isn't that on the player? Jazz is not that type of player. It's not like he got worse with the Yankees.
Yes.
He's not that type of player.
But let me make my point.
Yeah.
It's like there is a coach that can put you in those scenarios that can manage certain players harder. Every guy shouldn't be managed like an Aaron Judge. Every guy shouldn't be managed like a Stanton. To your point, they didn't play enough in the minor leagues. So there needs to be constant development on these guys when they're up, putting them in positions to succeed. And I don't feel like that's done ever with the Yankees because you have basically four guys that you can trust in this lineup. The other guys, you have to start taking different approaches at the plate.
Yeah,
it's
but
the
I
same
can't.
With Jazz. It looks like a home run swing every at-bat.
Every time he's Babe Jazz. He thinks he's Babe.
Right,
he thinks
right.
he's Babe Ruth. It's infuriating.
Where is something different? Anthony Volpe can take an at-bat where he doesn't stride. He can put his foot down and just think, okay, I need to move the runner over.
Right, but where I'm not disagreeing with that point, Ryan. Where we disagree is the blame. I don't think you could blame Boone for that. Now, you want to get on Boone, as we have in years past, for maybe sticking to the data too much, or a lot of people got on him for the World Series with Nestor Cortez. He himself admitted maybe if he could have a do-over that, he'd keep Weaver in there. So there are different things that you could get on a manager for. It's not like Boone is absolved of all blame. He can't get in the batter's box. You want him to take the at-bats for these guys? Hey, Jazz, don't swing at that pitch. Like, there's no coach, and by the way, if there was a coach, it should be the hitting coaches before the games that go over the offensive game plan. And I'm sure Boone's a part of that and constructing the lineup and all those different things. But what, you think he wants Jazz swinging out of his shoes? That's the player that the Yankees brought in. Just like Boone shouldn't get credit for when everybody's mashing home runs, he should also not be blamed for when guys are lacking discipline at the plate. If you want to get on him more so, get on him for the guys on the base paths. Hey, how's it excusable to have Jason Dominguez with his head up his rear end when he's on the base paths, not knowing how many outs there are? Like, that can't happen. Now, we see Boone back his players publicly. You don't think behind closed doors he's getting on these guys and letting them know he can't have that happen? It happened with Torres. There's only so much a manager can do. I don't think Boone's just sitting back, kicking his feet up, being like, it's good, we'll get him next time. there's a very fine line between publicly not bashing the player. Like, it would have been very easy to come out last night and be like, I don't know what Volpe was thinking. I mean, come on, you guys are watching the game. What the hell is he doing swinging at first pitch? So he can't go out there and just rip his player, especially when you're talking about young players who are trying to develop, which is why I go back to say it's the organization's fault for having these guys at the big league level when they still should develop in the minor leagues. Like Volpe 3 years ago or Dominguez now. You're seeing some growing pains at the big league level. And it'd be one thing if you could either overcome it or reap the benefits. It's year three for Volpe. Where are the benefits? Jason Dominguez has, Jason Dominguez, part of the appeal, he's not a gold glove outfielder. You're crossing your fingers that he survived and left, and he has, to his credit. I mean, I don't know how we're now, like, this is how we talk about sports now. Hey, he's been okay out there. He hasn't been a disaster. And that's, like, a good thing that he catches fly balls in left field that you or I could grab? I mean, come on. Don't test me. I'll put on the glove and get out there. I could field. Couldn't hit, but I could field. Shouldn't be that hard for a big leaguer to catch some fly balls. Hey, he's been good out there. Okay, fine. So what's the appeal for Dominguez? His power. He's got 6 home runs, 3 of which came in 1 game. And I'm only emphasizing that because it's true. Like, I can't just say, well, he's got 6 home runs, which is bad enough, but it's even worse that 3 of them came in 1 game against the A's. So where's the power from Dominguez? Like, what are we doing? And then we're watching him with his head up his rear end on the base pads. Okay, that happens with young players. Would it be a crime to send him down to the minors and have him learn? It's not like the Yankees need him up here. Wouldn't they benefit potentially by developing him further at the minors? So there are criticisms to be had. I just don't know how you go from, you know, guys taking horrible bats and putting that on the manager. That to me is not Aaron Boone's fault. And by the way, the Yankees have been down this road before with different hitting coaches as well. Maybe it is just a little blip on the radar. Let's not go nuts. I'm sure they're looking at the analytics and saying, well, we're better than this. Maybe they are. But if you look deeper into it and watch the games and the situational hitting, it has been a constant issue for the Yankees for years. Ray is in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray? Hi, Ray. Okay, Ray is no longer with us. Mike is calling from Hackensack. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal, how are you? So listen, diehard Yankee fan, as you know, I am with you 100%. The Yankees are great at overhyping these rookies, and they become a big disappointment. And the biggest one to me right now is Jason Dominguez. And you are right. They should bring this kid down because he is not anywhere near what he was supposed to be. I'm not going to say the nickname. I know BT's not on today, but he despises the nickname. And you know what? You're right. Send the guy down. And Volpe, Volpe went from Del Barton basically to the Yankees. He had a couple of years in the minors. He didn't do great at AAA in the minors, and they brought him up too quickly. And this is a problem. Everybody forgets before Volpe, they were hyping Peraza as the shortstop of the future. And look what they did to this guy. So this is a constant thing that the Yankees are doing with these rookies. We don't develop them, and we need them. Send Dominguez down. And by the way, where was he going in the 11th inning?
Yeah.
At the third base. Where was he going?
I don't understand that. You've got the gift of the ghost runner at second base. You can't be trying to steal a base there.
That's a little league play. This is ridiculous. This guy needs more fine tuning. I'm with you 100%.
But it's year three for him. Like, it'd be one thing. We said this a couple years ago, sent him back down. Yeah. He still needs fine tuning, but you're learning with it at the big league level because they think it's okay because he's a good defensive shortstop and they're crossing their fingers on the potential offensively that still has not been reached in year three. That's a mistake.
He's gotten a little bit better this year, but he's still not what we were hoping for. He's just not. Yeah. And I don't know, what do you do with this guy? You can't send Volpe down at this point.
No, now, unfortunately, thanks for the call, Mike, the damage might be done. Maybe this is just who Volpe is here, which is going to be, instead of living up to the superstar potential or all-star level, you've got a semi-serviceable shortstop who makes some mistakes. Tries to steal a base, egg on his face. Can't get a hit with a man on base. And I like Volpe. I want to like him. Good kid. Matter of fact, of the two of us, of BT and me, I had the higher expectations. I believed in him. I believed he was going to be a stud. Stud. Especially after the start to last year. Because you could say the rookie season is one thing, but the way he started in year two, I'm like, okay, this is what I expected to see from Volpe. And the Yankees are going to take off to another level when he's hitting in the leadoff spot. And then that went away. Poof, it's gone. One more thing here before we get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. I have issues. Aaron Boone will manage the American League All-Star team. We knew that. Team that gets to the World Series will have the coaches manage the team, or the managers manage their team in the respective leagues. And Yankee fans are going to love this, and Boone will be joined by Joe Torre as an honorary coach. Now, I know what you're thinking, and I'm thinking the same thing. Maybe Joe could teach him a thing or two. Just kidding, Booney. You know I love you. But come on now. Enough of this. Guys stealing bases, swinging at first pitches. What's going on? I can't bunt. What's going on here? Mr. T wouldn't have that issue.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Booney, poor Booney's taking strays today. It's not his fault. It is the team's, like, it's the player's fault. Come on. What's the manager gonna? And by the way, if it's anybody's fault, isn't it the third base coach? If Dominguez doesn't know how many outs there are, like, nobody's reminding him. Boone's got to walk, call timeout, go tell his third base coach and walk over to Dominguez and be like, hey, two outs here. Or whatever the situation may be. Hey, it's one out here. Come on, keep your head in the game. Boone's got to do that. What is this, the Little Leagues? He's a manager. He's got bigger issues to worry about than the knucklehead on second base not knowing how many outs there are. That's on the player, or at the very least on the base coaches. Leave Boone alone. Let him apply that data. Oh, boy. Hey, Yankees will be fine. It's okay. Just four games. They'll be fine. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Jeff is in Garden City. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are you, Sal?
How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I commend you for the usage of one word over the time I've been listening to the show, especially with the Yankees. And I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm a baseball fan. Mm-hmm. And the word you use is situational. And there aren't many, whether it's, you know, there's situational baseball, you know, playing small ball better, learning how to run the bases, learning the situation you're in. We don't have to keep swinging for the fences. I know everybody wants to see home runs and everybody wants, you know, that's the big draw all the time. You know, everybody expects Judge to hit a home run, but, you know, you have to catch teams off guard by using the situation you're in. Same would be true for basketball players on the Knicks playing situational basketball. But, you know, there's one thing I started to think, how do you learn about situational situations? Now, I don't play golf. I love watching it, and I love watching tennis. And it's very interesting how single-person sports, if you will, you know, one player on one side, one on the other, or the golfer who is playing a course, really has to understand the situation that they're in at the moment to be a success. And sometimes it's those types of sports that teaches you more about situational aspects to your own sport. I really do wish the Yankees would lay down a bunt. I really wish the Yankees would say, okay, there's one out and you got a man on second. One of the greatest statistics that gets overlooked constantly in all of baseball is runs. I remember the great players who had, you know, it's always home runs, RBIs, but runs, and learning how to get around those bases is important. So I've said my piece. What are your thoughts before you hang up on me?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's, I'll hang up, Jeff. This is how we're, I'll hang up and then you can listen back because there's a delay there. I didn't want to keep you on the phone the whole time, but we do appreciate you taking the time to call. It's a very tricky thing, right? Because you want to be a good offense and home runs are great, but there are certain situations during the course of a game that you're going to need at the very least a quality at bat. And it seems more often than not for the last several years, it's not just the this year's Yankee team, it was also last year, it's also been before that. It seems that in those spots, they are worse than they are in outside of those spots. And that would be maybe trying to do too much, putting too much pressure on themselves, or not understanding the situation properly and what they need to do because they're only geared toward one thing, and that's the launch angle and hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Jazz Chisholm is not a bad hitter, and he's got great pop for a skinny guy like that, right? Little guys, that's why I call him Babe Jazz. He really thinks he could hit 40 home runs, and he's going to go out there in Yankee Stadium and do that. Problem is, a lot of situations that he comes up in don't dictate that. You think Jazz Chisholm ever chokes up on the bat? Now, I don't know if he does or doesn't, but I would bet that he doesn't. Certain situations will call for you just to put the bat on the ball, move the guy over. And it's not that the Yankees don't bunt, because last night they tried to bunt once and couldn't get it done with DJ LeMay. Like, I don't know who you want to blame for that. You're trying to blame the Yankee organization, which the only fault here that they would have is that they still employ DJ LeMay. He should be a goner. Should have been years ago. It's not their fault. It's not Boone's fault. It's not anybody's fault other than LeMahieu that he could not get down a bunt in what was a clear situation that DJ LeMahieu, who otherwise stinks, should be able to put a bunt down. The other problem, the Yankees did have a sack bunt last night in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it was Volpe, and I don't know if he did this on his own. I didn't see Boone after the game if he was asked about this or Volpe. I don't know if this was called for. I'm assuming Volpe did it on his own. Jazz singles to left field to start off the seventh inning. Now, a guy with that speed, the appeal should be that he should get over to second base on his own. You should not have to sacrifice one of your better hitters coming up. Now, we could rip apart Volpe all we want, but 7, 8, 9, who are you trusting there? You trust Wells more than you do Volpe to drive in a run? You trust LeMahieu more than you do? So what Volpe does, in my mind, foolishly, and I said this at the time, I wasn't on the air, but in my mind watching this game, I'm like, why the hell is he bunting here? He gets the bunt down and sacrifices Jazz a second, and you think, oh, wow, a sacrifice bunt, that's nice. But I'm thinking, dude, you just sacrifice bunt for the 8 and 9 hitters. That's not what you should be doing. If anything, steal and then try to have Volpe, and then try to have everybody drive you in. But you're going to sacrifice the seventh hitter, who in theory, and I know baseball's changed, but correct me if I'm wrong, the seventh hitter should be better than the eighth hitter, who's better than the ninth hitter. And in this spot, you have the seventh hitter give himself up so the eighth and ninth hitters could try to drive in the run. So the one bunt that the Yankees got down, to me, was a stupid play too. But the games dictate for situations where you need a fly ball. You need a ball. That's baseball. That's baseball. Hit the ball the other way. Hey, if you're not going to get a hit here, obviously try to get a hit. But if you can't, at the very least, you should be trying to go to right field so you can move the runner to third base. Like, that's baseball 101. The sport has evolved. Players are different. The game is still the same. Play the game of baseball. If you need to move a runner over, you're not trying to make an out grounding at the second base. You're trying to get a base hit to the right side. In the event you don't and you hit it in somebody's glove, at the very least, the runner moves over. If you need a sac fly, the idea is to try to drive the ball to the outfield. You might get a double. You might hit a home run. It might land in somebody's glove. But if it does, the runner's going to be able to tag. Like, that's baseball. Put the bat on the ball and let things happen. And the Yankees just have not been good enough at that consistently through the years, and it rears its head most often in the postseason because most often the Yankees will bludgeon teams to death, like they've done quite a bit this season, in the regular season, with their power. They will mash teams, bad pitching, bad teams, even sometimes good pitching, but for the most part, underbellies of bullpens, third, fourth, fifth starters, they will mash them and pad the stats. And then come playoff time, that offense is nowhere to be found. Sean is in Yonkers. What's up, Sean?
You know, I mean, I keep talking about the Yankees. It's the third base coach. It's the first base coach. It's on Aaron Boone. And you're friends with him because you sit there, oh, Booney, you had a little E at the end. Okay, who cares? You and BT.
Well, that's what they call him.
It needs to stop now. It needs to stop now. Stop defending him. He's a horrible manager.
Well, hold on a second, Sean. Calm down a second. Get your facts straight.
I can't. I'm sitting here doing. You're watching this crap. Four runs.
I get it. Hold on. As it pertains to Boone, do you really think BT or I would not criticize Aaron Boone? We have criticized him.
It doesn't seem like it.
I don't believe this is his fault. We criticize him for the World Series move. I didn't have as big a problem with it as BT did, so I didn't get on him. I've called him a data applicator for years. Tell me, where's Aaron Boone at fault for last night specifically? Is it his fault?
When they're bunting in extra innings for the eighth and ninth inning, what the hell are you doing?
LeMay, you couldn't get the bunt down. You don't want him to bunt there?
No, you don't. LeMahieu can't even freaking put the bat on the ball, let alone bunt. What is he going to do? Look at what he did last night. He needs to go. And then Aaron Boone puts him in the damn lineup. He sucks.
And by the way, I didn't come up with the nickname Booney. Boone, that's like the nickname for Booney. So it has nothing to do with us. You're blaming Boone for the Yankees skid right here? You think he's the problem?
Of course. He's the manager. But
dude,
you're good.
You're good, Sean.
Can I just make my point real quick, and
yes,
then I'll hang up.
Right? I just want to say this before that. I will blame Boone if I feel the situation dictates Aaron Boone taking some blame. I do not think it is Boone's fault that Anthony Volpe is not developed, or Jason Dominguez, or Austin Wells. Maybe he does have some blame. I blame more the organization for the way that they haven't developed those guys properly. Now, go ahead, Sean.
I agree with a lot of your point. I think most of the blame is on Brian Cashman. That's a discussion for another day.
Yeah.
But I think Boone deserves a lot of the criticism, though, too. And not because of the way the roster is constructed, though. The way he puts the lineups in, LeMahieu does not need to be in the lineup. Even Jason Dominguez, he is struggling.
Who do you want? Peraza in there? I mean, who are you going to?
You got to switch it up somehow, BT. When you desperate time calls for desperate measure, right? I mean, you got to do
BT's
something.
BT's off. It's Sal. That's okay.
Sorry. Either way, okay. I mean, come on. You got to do something different. I mean, it's the same crap every night. And then Aaron Judge, Aaron Judge is amazing to watch. But in the eighth inning, I saw the stat last night, blew my mind. 4 for 33 in the eighth inning or later in games. He's horrible in clutch time. I know he had the big home run against Crochet, but he sucks in the postseason. 4 for 33,
come on,
that's pathetic.
Is that Boone's
fault? No, I'm just saying it's a combination of everything. But a lot of it does fall on Boone with the lineup construction and the fundamentals. I mean, why did Tom Thibodeau get fired, right? The fundamentals of basketball. Same applies to a manager in baseball.
The way, Sean, and thank you for the call. We appreciate checking in. BT's off. He'll be back tomorrow, so you can call us both and get on us there for being boys with Booney. We're not even like boys with Booney. He came in. I personally love him because he came in a couple of times we had him on. Once in studio and once at the stadium. It does not mean we wouldn't criticize him. We will criticize him if the situation calls for it, or if one of us feels that the situation calls for it. I do not get that from last night. You touched on it. You just want to have somebody to blame. Oh, blame Boone for the lineup. Dude, what? He's changed up the lineups. Is it his fault? Judge is in a slump? Is it his fault that the team isn't built well enough around Judge? Matter of fact, Boone acknowledged something that most Yankee fans and apologists won't. The fact that the combination of Soto and Judge from last year is going to be very difficult to replace. Go back and listen to what he said when he was in with us after the season in February, whatever it was, January, February. Talking about how, hey, you know, we did some nice things in the offseason, but I forget the exact timing of it. But he was basically saying, like, a big reason why we got to the World Series was because of that combo of Soto and Judge, which is out of this world. Going to be hard to compensate for that. Now, they're trying in a different way, building a better defensive team. They should be better on the base paths, better fundamentals. And if you want to get on the manager for that, that's fair game. That's fair game. And the easiest thing to criticize Boone for would be the apparent lack of holding the players accountable. But just because he doesn't do it publicly doesn't mean he's not doing it behind the scenes. I would bet that he is. You do the math. You know what type of manager he is and what type of competitor he is. He's as fiery as a competitor as we have in this town. You really think Aaron Boone's sitting back, letting these guys get away with some of the stuff? I guarantee you he's coaching them hard behind the scenes. And at some point, much like they got to with Glaber, it's clearly on the player. There's only so much the manager can do. I hate to say it because I used to love when managers were a big part of it. I don't think managers are that integral anymore. I really don't. I think the biggest asset that a manager could have is managing the players and the egos and the city. And I think Mendy and Boone have both done a tremendous job with that. The in-game stuff, we could always pick that apart. I don't think there was anything egregious from last night. You're going to tell Boone, all right, should he have had the stop sign on Volpe the other day in Boston? Fair enough. Maybe he's going to learn from this. Maybe he's just taking a bullet from him. I don't know. Is he supposed to say, hey, don't? How could you as a manager, yeah, I don't care how many years you're in the league, rookie, third, if you're up here in the big leagues, you should be ready to take a freaking at-bat without the manager having to coddle you like you're some little leaguer. Hey, I remember in Little League, hey, all right, take a pitch. Pitch as well. This is the major leagues. Aaron Boone's got to tell Anthony Volpe, hey, you got to take a pitch here? That could be a detriment. What if Volpe sees the first pitch that he wants to hammer? And then if you say, well, you can't trust him, well, yeah, then he shouldn't be in the big leagues. That's not the manager's fault.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Jim is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Jim?
The Yankees employ like an 11-man rotation with their everyday plays.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Stan's back, if he don't play, him and the kid could be sitting. Because last week they were saying they don't have a good bench. But they got two stars sitting every night on the bench. This is a good problem to have. And just, you know, I'm disappointed with the Yankees too. But some of the good things they have, like Volpe has 20 doubles. Mm-hmm. He leads the league almost in doubles.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I have higher expectations for him. Don't you? So are we just supposed to sit back and say, hey, maybe you could. BT says this. He doesn't expect Volpe to be a star. Okay. You guys are satisfied with Volpe? You're right. He's a top shortstop in baseball. We can see it. It's clear as day. I mean, those at bats. That's a Volpe. When the bat hits the ball, it goes into the glove. That's a Volpe. In a big spot, he leaves his Tim to rot. That's a Volpe. But he's fine. Can't get a hit with a man on base. Ba 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 ba. That's a Volpe. Volpe's fine. Forget about him. Although it is fun doing this, I must admit. Yeah, we did have some fun there earlier. All right, BT and Sal on The Fan. BT off today. Be back with us tomorrow morning. This baseball brief is brought to you by Guinness Stout. One thing I had Hoff look up, I was just curious because we talked about a lot about the comparisons to last year's Yankee team versus this year's Yankee team. And the outfield in particular, the home runs total last year in the outfield, they had 113 home runs, 55 of which came in center field, obviously the majority of that was Judge, 43 in right field, obviously the majority of that in Soto, and in left field they had 15. So this year, maybe you get a better balance, but I'm not sure where they're going to end up. Judge has clearly been the bulk. They have 44 total so far this year. So right field with Judge, you got 21. Center field, you have 14. So there's going to be a drop-off. There'll be an uptick in right field, Judge versus Soto, you would imagine. Now, how much more is it going to be? I mean, is it going to be 20 more? Maybe. Center field is going to be a dip because it was Judge versus, you know, whoever you're going to have out there, Grisham, even though he's on fire, and Bellinger. And then in left field, you have 9 so far. You had 15 from Verdugo. That's just not enough power. And Dominguez, to me, and even Bellinger, those two guys have not carried their load yet in the outfield for the Yankees. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't, but so far they have not. Long way to go. I mean, it's still mid-June. This is not panic meter on the Yankees. Like, I think some fans hear it and they misconstrue it or don't want to hear any criticism of their team. I thought New York, we were tougher than that. But it's always got to be met with some sensitivity. Good God. We're just reacting to the moment now from what we've seen. And the Yankees offense has been awful these last four games. Awful. And it has been a concern for a long time. Whereas if Aaron Judge does not perform, they don't hit enough. And that's been the biggest issue in the postseason. And they have not put enough quality, consistent hitters around Aaron Judge. Last year, at least you had the greatness of Soto to kind of offset it. And Soto and Judge together were so great that it made up for a lot of the areas of deficiency or the lack of the depth in that lineup. This year, the hope was that Bellinger, Dominguez, Volpe, Wells would all take those steps forward. You know, Bellinger finding his best self in Yankee Stadium with Judge in that lineup, and it just hasn't happened. John is in Clark. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. I was just calling in about just a little confusing with your thoughts on Volpe. You're saying earlier he sucks, and now you're criticizing him for dropping down a bunt in the late in the game. I figured if you thought he sucks, you want the bat out of his hand. And also, in that situation,
I never said that he sucked. Those are your words, not mine.
You did. I heard you earlier. No, you said it earlier today.
I said that Volpe sucked.
I was listening. Yes.
I don't believe that I said that. Go back on the free Odyssey app and listen again. I don't believe I said that. But there are two different things, John. Do you think Anthony Volpe has lived up to the expectations so far in year three?
The expectations of the Yankee fan or like reality?
Of the Yankees organization.
Yeah, this season he's been an above average shortstop.
No, John. The answer is no. And the other point of that is he's still their seventh hitter. And I still would trust him to get a base hit. I'm not asking him to hit 300 on one night. Who would you want up to try to drive in a run? Volpe, Wells, or LeMahieu? When Volpe gives himself up, now you're leaving it to Wells and LeMahieu. And that, to me, makes no sense.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.